Okay, today's daf is Nida, daf Yud Gimel, the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Nida. Just two notes. One is, again, as in this cycle, we're preparing for Hashem, the Siyam Hashas in a couple of weeks. About Hashem, the Siyam will be on, obviously, the big Siyam on Wednesday, January 1st, on the English calendar. So that Thursday, the following night, we'll have a get-together, those who want to get together for a Shir / Siyam in Young Israel of West Hempstead, about 8:15 or so. The details will be put out a little bit later, but again, those who want to join us for a more intimate get-together than the Wednesday get-together, that'll be Thursday. Point number two, today in this Daf Yomi cycle is Zayin Cheshvan, the yard site of Rever Shapiro's, as I try to do each year, maybe to spend the 2 minutes talking about the Rebbe of all of us, of Rever Shapiro, talking about his idea of Daf Yomi that he brought to the world in 1923, when he brought to the first Knesset Gedola of the Aguda. Rav Kreisworth says over the story that when he came and he had the idea, he knew he was an anav. He didn't want to say the idea to all the thousands, and maybe he thought that, you know, have more impact. And he was interested in the impact, not in terms of the credits. So he told the Chafetz Chaim, why don't you announce it? The Chafetz Chaim said, no, you know, you're going to say it, but just come 20 minutes late. So he told him to come 20 minutes late to the convention. So why did he come 20 minutes late? You don't ask kashas from the Chafetz Chaim. So he came 20 minutes late so that when he came in 20 minutes late and everybody was already there and the Chafetz Chaim stood up for him, Malo Kumaso, the Chafetz Chaim stood up for Meir Shapiro, who was much younger, who was one of the younger Rabbanim there. So for Chafetz Chaim stands up, so the whole, everybody stands up. So everybody stands up, that already laid the foundation for how they were going to look at Meir Shapiro at that time. But again, he suggested the idea, and it was somewhat controversial at the beginning. Somewhat, though. What do you mean? What's controversial? Why wouldn't one want to do it? Maybe there was some that said, you know, is that how you learn? You learn so fast. You learn so quickly. You know, is that appropriate? Or one of the other Rabbanim said, suddenly every Am Haaretz is going to fit a Shas and be crowned a Shas Yid. Right? So I wonder if Rav Shapiro didn't know what to answer, but Rav Menachem Zemba, Hashem Yikom Demo, was there, who said, a Jew who finishes Shas is no longer an Am Haaretz, so you don't have to worry. Right? That's the godless of the message took place. The question is what was going to be. And that year, all the Rabbanim, or a number of the Rabbanim, the Ger Rebbe and others, Rosh Hashanah that year started. They say today is Brachas Davez, and all of a sudden throughout the Torah world, there was an excitement. And there were so many first-hand counts of what exactly was felt that night, besides the uniqueness of the message that everybody gets to learn a daf, and there's no, the Sefer Hasidim discusses the concept of a mace mitzvah being involved in Torah that nobody else learns, and all of a sudden it's unbelievable how many thousands of Jews are learning Maseches Krisus and Me'ilah and all these other Masechtas that probably would not have been learned had one had even just a regular Seder. And the Kfiyus of every single day. It's a beautiful, a quote that I saw. Each day, a daf Gemara. Each day, and it's daf. It's as if time signed a pact with the Torah. And forevermore, no day will pass without Torah. Every day in life has its daf. From the words of the allegory, he progressed to the Mishnah and the Gemara. With his pleasant words, he explained in clear language the give and take to those who were learning. A lively debate ensued amongst those present, v'chulu. And then he continues and discusses, it was the first night that they began to learn the daf in Poland, in Europe, and all over the globe. The excitement cannot be measured. In all the study halls in the city, there was much preparation. I saw between Micha and Meir of tens upon tens of laymen walking on all of the connecting streets to the Beis Medrash, clutching under their arms. Maseches Brachos. The Gabbai in charge of the Sfarim collection did not manage yet to prepare enough Gemaras for each location for the first day, and therefore every person brought his Gemara from their home. Bechulu, and they talk about that first day. In the large base measure to the central shul, Meirev concluded in a spontaneous manner, 100 people wished to sit and learn. And the unbelievable achdus, the unbelievable kfius, the unbelievable so many messages that come from this. And again, it's something that connects to every single Jew, no matter what level they were on, the power of the idea. And again, it's similar to the Parsha Shavua. Whoever a Jew is, and they come, ah, this is the Parsha. So this is the daf. This is the what's the day is. Every day has its daf. even days that we're not allowed to learn, like Tisha B'Av and the like. But again, that's the message. And if you remember, Reish Shapir also quoted the Gemara at the end of Maseches Yevamos, when one of the Tanaim was shipwrecked and off a boat, and he wasn't sure how he was going to survive. So they asked him, "How do you survive?" "I grabbed onto the Daf Shel Svina. I grabbed onto the plank of wood, and I just held on, and everything that happened in life, I just held on tight, and I got through it. And al derech mashal, the daf shel svina, the daf, I held onto it, and that's what helped me survive." Again, so much more that we could say, but again, Rav Meir Shapiro did not have any children, and he said he has two children, the lom de daf ayomi, and the children, the students that he taught in Chachmei Lublin. So all of those, all of us who have the schus to be able to be part of the daf yomi world, really are children of Rav Meir Shapiro, and owe him a tremendous hakaras hatov. And to learn today, Leilu Nishmaso, on Zayin Cheshvan, as we mention every year, and again, every day is really connected to him, but especially once a year, we should think about him, hakaras hatov to him. And though in his short life, he was not able to have biological children, but in the eternal life, he has hundreds of thousands of descendants as we continue his legacy through our learning. So, and especially this one, which is so close to the 13th Siyum HaShas that has taken place. Okay, here we go. Second parak of Maseches Nida. Parak Kol Hayad. Kol Hayad Hamarbe Livdok. So we've been talking about Bedikos in this Maseches so far. So we continue talking about Bedikos, but now we expand and have a different focus. Kol Hayad Hamarbe Livdok Benasha Meshubachas. Women who do extra bedikos, it's praiseworthy. As you mentioned yesterday, there's with the morning and at night and other takanos derabanan b'shadei truma and b'shadei with their husband. And we mentioned yesterday the Rishonim already discussed. What do you mean b'shubachas? Didn't we say yesterday that libo nokfo and it's not a good idea? So they're a chilukim. This is lataris and this is labaila. This is b'shas bia. This is shalom b'shas bia. All different types of chilukim. But kol hayad amar belivdok b'shubachas uba anashim tikatzets. But when it comes to men, if men want to check if they were motzi zera, so then that is a problem. Literally, their hand shall be cut off. It just means it's not a good idea, and therefore it shouldn't be done because that will lead to more issues of hotzah shechva zera. Rashi uba anashim shebodek atzmo tadir. Ba'amaso, Shema Yezme de Keri, I want to check. Let's see, it's Bishas Taurus also. Motzi Zera, Abal Keri is Tame also. He wants to see if there was Keri. Tekatzeit, Shemischameim Umargish, Kishememashmesh Ba'ama Umotzi Shech Vazera Lavatala. Any type of inappropriate touching, or extra touching for a man is could cause more problems than it could solve, and therefore that is not supposed to be done. Again, even bismanazet, we mentioned I think already yesterday. Also, even by women bismanazet, when it's not lataris, so the poskim are not encouraging of extra bedikos, because most of the time bedikos could only cause problems and not cause health most of the time. But if somebody wants to know, sometimes a woman has a shayla, I just want to do a bedika to know what's going on. That generally is the poskim will encourage that not to be done, because to know what's going on before a bedika is done, so then one is still in the world of derabanans of ksamim often, and there are stains, and there are many kulas or built-in leniencies that one has by ksamim, whether it's the size, whether it's the on davar on einam akabal tuma, whether it's the color, all different colors also. I mean, for bedikas also. But again, there's a lot of tlios. There are other kulas built in when it comes to ksamim. Once one does a bedika, so then once in the world, it's in the world of daraisa, and then the size doesn't matter, and then the other certain tlios don't matter. As we mentioned in the Hagdama to the Masechta, once it's an internal bedika, b'churin b'stakin, so then it's one of the three cases of a masked targasha. It could be that there was argasha that second, then the woman didn't notice, and therefore it's in the world of daraisa. So therefore, many of the kulas fall away, and therefore bedika are generally, only can bring chumrah and nakulas. Therefore, they're not done extra bisman hazeh unless they are halachically mandated. But in general, in the world of taros, you see this Rambam is quoted in Mishkav u'Moshav also. So then, that's something that is important halacha l'maisa. Okay, so Maishna is going to ask, what's the difference? Maishna, Anashim, Maishna, Anashim. So what's the difference? So is it just a physical difference? or is it a halachic difference? So we'll have to see what the Gemara says. So what's the difference between men and women? Why by women is it a good thing theoretically and not by men? Noshim lav benos hargasha ninhu vishubachas. Women are not benos hargasha, meaning they would not be affected by the bedika in any type of negative way, and therefore mishubachas, then it's praiseworthy. Hargasha, what does hargasha here mean? Look at Rashi. Shemizdazin evarav. Kishem is chamamim v'roa keri. Oh, that's talking about a man. But anashim delimenei hargasha ninhu tikatzeitz. A man could be affected by the touch, and therefore that could lead to zazera. That's why it's a problem. Women would not. But again, that lashon of ziyazua ivarav is similar. We mentioned earlier, and we'll mention again, the shem about the types of hargashas even for a woman. One of them is ziyazua haguf, a body tremor, and besides the other examples that were mentioned for the Rambam, the Truma Sedeshin, and others. So pashtus, this sounds like a physical difference. A physiological difference, whether a man or a woman are affected by the hargasha. Ihachi ma'ari marbe kilo marbenami. If it's a question of hargasha, men are bade hargasha, then even if a man is not marbe, even a little bit is bad. Even a little bit is bad. Kiktani marbe a nashim. Right, the answer is you're right. For a man, even a little bit would be a problem. The chiddush of marbe is for a woman that kala marbe hareze mishubach. In that case, not there for a moment. There is a major machlokas we've shown him here, how to understand this line of benos hargasha. It's mashma from our understanding that if a woman would be benos hargasha, if a woman would be affected by the touch that she does, it would be a problem. What would be the problem? What would be a problem for the woman? Is there an issue of hotzah zera? What's the issue? And is that connected? So that's the discussion in the Rishonim right here. If you look in the Tosfos quotes, V'nashim la'abonos hargashin inu, in the Tosfos Yishonim, L'rabbeinu tam, de'befarish gimel nashim v'shamshos b'mo, chayinu tzrichos, v'shar nashim mutaros, according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says these three women who are in danger of becoming pregnant, and therefore they have the allowance of using some type of birth control, amo, chayinu tzrichos, they need to. Not that they're allowed to. They need to. Vishar nashim mutaris. Other women can. They need to. Why? Mishum? To lo mifkada apiria verivya. They understand that Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam says that Gemara as, well, women aren't mitzvah apiria verivya, and therefore they're not in the world of Ashchasa Zera Levatala. So the mashmos of our Gemara has to be re-understood. It's not that, oh, they're not benos hargasha, and therefore if they would be benos hargasha, it would be a problem. No, not benos hargasha means a halachic statement, not a physiological. Yesh lo markiva de lav benos iser hargasha ninhu. Add that word in. Afilu hachi margishos. And that's one day in the Rishonim, that's Rabbeinu Tam, that it means a halachic reality and not just a physical reality. Then he has another question. The Pesach Rabbeinu Tam, kasha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the Tanya al Shneim, ne'emru puravu. What about according to the Tanon that says the Mitzuvah Peruvu? Isn't Ashchas Hazara connected? Va'o, nehinami delo mifkadu al Peruviruviu. Lahashchizaro, hukshalish lecholot shabbatora. Right? So it's a discussion in the Rishonim whether women are for sure, according to what we paskin, are exempt from the Mitzvah Peruvu. What about the Isser, the problem of Ashchas Hazara, is that, are those two connected? So that's a discussion. I mean, Tom assumes that they are connected. If you look in other Rishonim, look in the Ramban right here. He also quotes Rabbeinu Tam, the first Rabban in Perakol Ayad. Kasha li Rabbeinu Tam. Same Shaila. Lomali Aitaima. What do you need the reason of Labaros Hargasha? Tepek Lebishim Delo Mifkada Piriya Verivya. Vishamati. He quotes what we just saw in Tosfos. De Labaros Hargasha Dedu She'enon Bidin Hargasha Klau. He says, Ve'enon Ein Pirish Nachon. I don't like that Psha. It's not what the words say. Bekad. De Bidos Hargasha Lab Bidin Hargasha Mashma. It doesn't sound that way. And then he continues, Lefishi Mashchisa Ve'en Shevach Bahashchasa Afilu Linashim. Va'od Tamevia Atzmali De Hirhur. Vechulu. Ava Kolikur Edino Shalaravzal Nirali. Sha'ava Pi Shein Mitzubas Apiri Verivia. Verashoi Minatora Levatel. Iserhu Bahashchasa. The Ramban is Bechalik that they are included, right? The Isra Bahashcha Zera is not Dafka connected to Puravu. But it is a separate idea. V'yavo b'isha isha muteres lakar etzatzma, mashen kin b'ish, and even though there is no problem, iser of a woman making herself impotent, right? Making yourself not be able to have children, whether it means tubal ligation or whatever it might be. V'yavu b'shakiyah mitzvahs peri v'rivya, hasa mitzvah achrisi hi, shenitztavo al asiris. There's a difference also between Ashchasa Zera versus castration, the Isser of Sirus. And they're all separate, they're different rules, says the Rabban, even though a woman might not be included in the Isser of Sirus, but she would be included in the Isser of Ashchasa, Ashchasa Kol Basar. Ki Hishchas Kol Basar is Darko Al Aretz, as it says by the Mabel. The Aruch Laner also weighs in on this issue and wonders, so what's the Isser then of Ashchasa if it's separate? He says, the Gemara later on, as we'll have, somebody's Bashka Zera, Kilu Mevi Mabo La'ola. So he says, Mizeo Chichu Arban Varash Bazal, Tagam Isha, and the Ran, Tagam Isha Mitzuba Al-Shchasa Zera, Neged Rabbeinu Tam. Against Rabbeinu Tam, Shari, Vimabo Galhan Gamanashim Nanshu. Women were also punished. Amnam Lonis Ba'er Bishum Makom, Mai Asara Isa Ika Al-Shchasa Zera. Ve'echan Asra Torah. Right, where did the Torah Asar it? Right, Bishlam Rabbeinu Tam is connected to Puravu. So if you're not observing Puravu, then there was Rav Ashchasa. Avalashita Zachokim Allah Minale, where would there be a separate Isser of it? Vadavar Tzarech Talmud. So he's a Manir Lini is Daiti. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Minayin She'ein Adam Rashoi Lechabel Ba'atzmo. How do you know that you're not allowed to wound yourself? Yalav Mi Bal Tashchis. Midover Al Begadim Shekara Kol Shekein Gufo. If you can't destroy your begadim, surely you can't destroy your body. The heishiv dilmashani begadim to pseidu delohadar. Maybe begadim are different. V'yalav shuv me'ashachat ala nefesh. Well, if he said, he continues. And he says, v'zed degal ikrad av ashchasas gufo ika gamki mishum asaras bal tashchis. Yesh lomar, that's ashchasas zera. Ika gamki mishum bal tashchis v'yesh lomar. And he says, what about the Dora Mabel? That Kodesh Baruch Hu Bara Olamo Lasheves, Kedavsev Latorah Bara Lasheves Yitzara. Vekivin Shekol Adara Hu Lo Ratzu Lisayeh Lasheves, Hayeroi Lo Olam Lios Tohu. So again, related to that, but again, this is an important machlokas we've shown him, relating to Hashchasa Zera Levatala, whether women are included. How do you read this line of the Gemara, whether again, it's a physiological line, which would give the mashmos that she is technically involved in the Yisr, if she would be Benos Hargasha, or no. Means that she's not included, and it means lav be'isser hargasha ninu. Good. Again, a lot more, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara Tana, Bamed Varmamurim. When do we say that by men it's a bad idea, and they shouldn't be bodeg le'inyin shech vazera? Ava le'inyin zav afu mishuba kenashim. When it comes to ziva, if a man is checking if he still is having a ziva flow, Rashi, Lenya ziva, sheyasa zov mimenu, verotel levdok de limnos ri'iyosav, shtayim, lutuma, v'shalosh lekarbon. Right, and ziva is different than shechvazera, as Rashi quotes the Gemara later on, that will have the differences between the physical characteristics of ziva and shechvazera. But if a man is checking, because he wants to know if he's chayv a karbon, if he needs, if he's to count the clean days, if he's just tamei, so that is okay. Afu mishuba kanashim. Vafilin yishechvazera in balivdo pitzroro becheres bodeg. And even for shechvazera, if somebody checks with an item that is firm and therefore won't cause any warmth or any type of effect on his body, so then that also would be okay. Right, Rashi Dover Kasha She'eno Mechami. Since the Gemara says, Bamatlis low, but not with a type of cloth, the cloth would be considered soft and one would not be able to check. Again, this is not halacha lamaisa at all, Bizman Azeh. It's talking about Bizman Amigdash when they were makbid on Tumah Vitara and they have to be checked for Tumah in terms of Shech Vazera, in terms of Ziva. Remember, a Kohen wants to know if he could eat lunch that day. He has a Truma sandwich for lunch and he has to know if he could eat Truma sandwich. So he has to check whether he's Tumah or Tar. So, Bamatlis low, but not with a cloth. Vatanya. So we have a brisa that says, with a matlis, with a cloth, would be okay. Kedamar Abaya, the matlis of it. No, Abaya says elsewhere, where we'll see soon, that it's talking about a thick type of cloth that does not cause any warmth. Hachanami, the matlis of it. So that's what we're talking about here. That's the brisa that would say it's okay. It's talking about a matlis of it. Veheche itmar da Abaya. Where did Abaya say his shita? That is talking about a thick cloth. Aha de Tanan, on about the following Mishnah. Hayocha b'truma v'hirgish dazo evarav. Somebody's eating truma, and all of a sudden they feel their evarim start shaking. Rashi, shenayakar zera migufo. all of a sudden he feels that Zerah is about to come out, and therefore he's going to become Tameh. Again, it could be that Bizman Hahu, just like Bizman Achshav, women are not connected and don't feel their internal hargashas generally, the post can point out, so the men too. Men in terms of this type of ziyazu haguf. But let's say somebody knows they're about to become tameh, they're eating shuma, but one is only tameh once the zera comes out, as we'll see later on in Perek Yotzei Dofen. Until it comes out, one is not tameh yet. So, what is the halacha? So what does he do? He wants to save the truma from being tameh. So, ochiz ba'amaso b'le'as ha'truma. So, he physically holds himself to try to prevent the zera from coming out, and he quickly tries to swallow the truma. The Ritva points out, this is only if spitting out the truma, it would be disgusting, you wouldn't be able to eat it. If you just put it in your mouth and you could take it out of your mouth, then eat it at another later date, then that would be the best thing. That would be a better issue. But if it's ready in the mouth, so then one wouldn't, and it's not salvageable, so then one has to try this, which is interesting then. If it's already in the mouth and it's not salvageable if you spit it out, is it still the status of truma in terms of making the tameh? One might think if it's already disgusting in the mouth, it's not truma anymore. So miman nafshach, if it's still food and it's not totally disgusting yet, so then spit it out and have it later. If it's already disgusting inside the mouth, then one might say it doesn't have kedushas truma anymore, and therefore one doesn't have to worry about it. But there must be some middle status. Must be a middle status that it's disgusting that one doesn't spit it out because you're not going to be able to eat it again, but it still has a status of truma. That's the Ritva's Hara here. He says, Pirish, kishehu davar de'ishadile mipume mimis. Right? It's something that if he would spit it out, it would be, ma'us, and therefore, that wouldn't be an option. Right? And that's what it points out in the footnote here in the Ritva. Kavanas rabbeinu de'ishadile mafsid ha'truma bi'adayim. If he spits it out, then it would be considering that you're actively being mafsid it. V'tzarech biur, da'af davar di'ishadi le'lo mimis, shari levloa, shari shakoz ebetumah rak b'chutz, v'chul, and he continues. Again, this is part of the issue. Okay, so what do you do here? The Mishnah says you have to try to hold it in, so to speak, and make sure that it doesn't come out, and the way that you hold it in is by holding oneself physically. So the Gemara says, how is that allowed? Oches, Vatanya, but didn't we just say that one is allowed to be oches? Rabbi Eliezer Omer kol oches ba'amaso mashtin, if a man holds his Evra Zachar when he even urinates and goes to the bathroom, ki lumevim aval olam. Well, not supposed to do that. We'll talk about that. But it's during the minutes, so one is not supposed to do that. So therefore, Abaya says, I'm Rabbi Malus Aveh. That's what Abaya said. If one does it with a thick type of cloth that is firm and doesn't cause any yachimum, so then it is okay. Rava Amar, even a softer matlis, even to akar. Once it's on its way out, so then it's not going to cause any further problems. Even to akar, and therefore in this case it will be okay. It's not stam, just touching for no reason. V'abaya, chayish dilma asilo sufe. Abaya's like, no, maybe it could cause more. V'rava, lo chayish dilma asilo sufe. He's not worried about a hosafa if it already started. Says the Gemara Velo, let's just finish this. Velo Batanya Halamaza Tome. He's not worried, but didn't we learn in the Braisa? What is this compared to? Again, we're gonna have this later on, meaning what is the Hotzah Zera compared to? Tome Lonotin Etzba Ba'ayin. She calls Man She Etzba Ba'ayin Ayin Midamas Vachozerasu Midamas. Somebody sticks their finger in their eye, they could cause tearing more and more. So too, maybe any type of touching could cause more zera more and more. So what does Rava mean? That lo chayish lo sufe. For Rava, call ichamume, v'hadir ichamume, b'shaite lo shchiyach. To have a separate type of chimum after there was one, so then maybe a touching could cause that. But if it's within one type of chimum and it's already on the way out, so then lo shchiyach, that it would be more. And therefore, it would be not a problem in our case. Interesting discussion, the Tosfos HaRosh, the Tosfei HaRosh. Not here, but later on in Daf Mem Gimel, right, on the Daf. Tosfos HaRosh asks that we're worried, the Gemara says, if somebody is touches themselves in the inappropriate place, ki'ilu mevi mabo la'olam. Right, we mentioned even a couple of weeks ago, from the Tosefes Bracha has a whole list in Parshas Bereishis, and I remember, of the ki'ilus in Shas. That ki'ilu is ki'ilu. It's not mamish. Right? If somebody's mevayish be'chavir barabim, ki'ilu shofech damim. It's mamish murder. If I see somebody about to bear somebody, I have to kill them. They're a rodef? No, it's ki'ilu. It has severity that we could compare it. If somebody is a Val Gaiva, Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah, somebody's angry, Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah, so Bez is going to put him to death for violating Avodah Zarah? Of course not. No, it has certain elements that are connected. So here, ask the Tosas Harash, because of the Gemara asks, how could we possibly be Ocheiz Ba'ama? It's a problem. What are we trying to prevent? We're trying to prevent Tumas Truma. That's a problem d'oraisa. How could the Gemara have a possibility of maybe we shouldn't be Ocheiz Ba'ama because the rabbi said it's not a good idea? What do you mean the rabbi said it's not a good idea? But the downside, if you don't touch and hold it in, so then you're going to get into Isser of being Matame Truma d'oraisa. So what's the possibility that the Gemara is suggesting that because of this Chashash d'Rabbanan to be Motzi Zera Levatala, so that, as we'll see, is going to be Daraisa. But the Ocheiz Ba'ama, which might cause it. So that stage, that's Pashtus, a Darabanan concern. So how could the Gemara suggest that because of a Darabanan concern, we would allow the Tuma to become Tameh? That's the Tosas Harash's problem on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. Right here printed on the Daf. So what is his answer? He says, Pirchazu Tamua Be'enai. Same question is asked there. Kivon Dichsiv Bikra. Mishmeres Trumosai. Vitziva Kasiv Lishmerosai Shalot Tameh. There's a Din D'Araisa of guarding one's Truma and not being Metameyit. And that, just parenthetically, if you remember, that's why the Avni Miluim writes in one place that there's the Isra of Ein Mevatlin Isra L'Chadchila. The Isra of being Metameh, being Mevatel something L'Chadchila, is an Isra D'Rabbanan by most, except by Truma. By Truma is an Isra D'Araisa, because of this Mishperes Trumosai. Not only do I have to guard it from not becoming Tameh, I have to guard it from existing. And if I'm mevatel truma, so then it could be, that's a problem of mishmeres truma as guarding it. Guarding it from existing and guarding it from becoming tameh. Say that sounds a rush. V'chi b'shil shachachamim sha'amru ki'ilu mevi ma'bo la'olam lo yimana milatamo says a truma. Right, that's not, how is that possible? So, if you look on the side, it says, l'vima shakasa v'beis Yosef be'evan ezer. I'm reading here on the mem gimel, b'shem ha'zohar ha'kadosh. V'chi b'shil chanach da'avon zeh chomur mikol aviris batora. That's Yosef zeh. Wow. The chash of this happening, the Ocheiz Ba'ama, which is connected to Ashkosa Zera, and Ashkosa Zera is like terrible, so that could explain it. It says on the bottom here, Balavachi Yishlomar, Desheva Tase, Adif. Kobashikasim Yivamas Tafzadi, Vidok. What's the other possibility? There's a difference between Mitame Truma and allowing nature to take its course. Here, it's already happening. I'm not being mitame truma, and therefore that could be a difference. And even in Durabanan, we know, Yuvamas Daf Sadik, Yesh Koch Biyakar Chamim Lakadorim Natorah B'Shev Altase. Sometimes even B'Kumvasei, Eliyahu Bar Carmel. But at least the Chachamim can knock out certain mitzvos. Don't blow shofar, and don't shake a lulav when it comes out on Shabbos. Don't fulfill the mitzvah of Shmiras Truma. Don't fulfill the mitzvah of Shmiras Truma B'Shev Altase. And that's what the suggestion is here, that could be a possibility. And again, maybe, some Achronim say, it could be that allowing Truma to become Tamei is not a Daraisa. Right, it's not, it's positively being Metamei Truma could be a violation. But, allowing it, so then maybe that's be Metamei Biadayim, and therefore it could be different. Again, there could be some flexibility here to explain the Gemara's question. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, now we'll get into a number of the Chazals about Hashchasa Zera. Gufa. We just quoted up above. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kala Ocheiz Ba'amu Umashtin Ki Lumevi Ma'bo La'ola. Somebody holds on to their Eivar HaZachar when they are urinating. It's terrible. So Amalol Rabbi Eliezer. So what are you supposed to do? Follow Nitzotzos Nitzan Al Raglav. If somebody doesn't hold and aim properly, so then there could be drips that go on the legs. V'nir Kikur Shavcha. Somebody might think that you do not have, you have the physical, mum of krus shavcha, which makes a person, possibly usher to marry certain people, but in other issues, but if so mozi lazal banafshe mamzerin, maybe not literally mamzerin, but even pagum. But again, how could you, right? Isn't there a worry about what people are going to say about the kids if they see that a person doesn't know how to physically relieve himself? Normally, amar lahen, so what's Rabbi Eliezer's answer? Mutav shioti lazal banafshe mamzerin, val yasa atzal rasha achas lefnei hamakom. Wow, right? It's a chash, and this chash is even more chamor in my eyes. Let's continue for a moment, and then we'll come back to that comment. Tanya Idach, Amalan Rebbe Eliezer Lechachamim, Efter Yamod, Rebbe Eliezer, or the different version of his answer is he gave them another option. Efter Yamod, Abadim Amakam Gavov Yashtin, stand in a way that there won't be nitzotzos. There won't be drops that would go on, even if one doesn't hold. O Yashtin Bafer Tichoach, or to be mashtin on soft earth. Again, in those days, a lot of the hashtana was done outside. That's why it had to be done in the fields. So, Bafer Tichoach, there's not going to be any splashing or bouncing back. V'al Yasa Asma, Rosh Hashachas, Lefnei HaMakom. So two different answers. Even Rebbe Eliezer said, tough, you know, this is more chamor, or he gave them options. So, hey, Amar Lehu Bereisha, which answer, which conversation happened first? Did he give him the solutions first, or did he just say no answer? Ilema kamaisa amalu bereisha. If he said the first version first, so basa damalu isur hadar amalu takanta. Why would he say no, nothing to do, and then only afterwards give him the option? So Ella must be the opposite. Ha amalu bereisha. He first gave him the option. He says stand on a high place and afar tichoach. The amrule ein lo wakam gavo afar tichoach mai. What if you don't have any of those options? And that's where he said, Amalan, Mudav Shazi Laza Banov, Valyase Adam Atzma Rasha, Sha'achas Lefnei Hamako. And therefore, there aren't those options. The Ben Yoyada wonders, you know, why is it Sha'achas and not Rega Achas? In a moment, Rega Achas, Shechva Zera could be in a second. Why is it called Sha'achas? So he has a fascinating suggestion. Our last three pages of the Ben Yoyada here. Valo hashkacha zera hi berega. Havel memra al yasa atzmo rasha rega achas. V'nira li debala lamed lefi darko. Dim chote berega echad pogim b'kol hasho asher ba oso harega. He quotes from Kabbalistic Sfarim, how is time split up? Time split up into hours. We know time is also into seconds, into minutes. But up in Shamayim, he says, if somebody is pogim in a rega, he's pogim in that hour. That's how the constellations are set up. Sha'asa kadosh baruch hu chesed in briyosav. Shehiniach l'kol sha'a kochav u'mazal. Ashkasher hiniach l'yamim u'lishvuos u'lachadashim. There is hours, days, weeks, and months. Different constellations. Kedei sheyu ashalos nishos nivdalim zemizeh. Shekol sha'a tia guf befnei atzmo. Why did Hashem do that? For the chesed of us. If we had a bad hour, the next one could be better. The next one could be different. Shem yechte ba pogim ba'osa shah bilvad. Ve'inu pogim b'kol ha'yom kulo. Tim ha'yo kol ha'shos nechlolim ba'yom b'kochav u'mazal echad. If all the constellations for one day would be the same, ha'yo kol ha'yom guf echad. If you mess up some part of the day is finished. Va'ashos kulo me'varim shalo. V'lachin asa ha'shos gufa mechlakim. He made the shows into separate, independent units. Again, if you'd ask us, we might have thought every second, every minute. But in terms of the constellations, in terms of the astronomy, he says it goes by hours, and therefore, if I'm pogim in a rega, I'm really pogim in a sha'a, and therefore, that's why the Gemara says, here, sha'a achas. That's the Ben Yehoyada, is comment. Once we're on the topic of Russia lefnei hamakom, the Chashuk Yechemet here discusses, again, related to any time I talk about Rishayim in Shas, he says, Sheila, somebody asked him, he wanted to buy a new Dud Shemesh, a new solar heater on his roof. The problem is, the name of the company that produced the Dud Shemesh was Nimrod. Nimrod. And on all the solar heaters, it has in big letters, Nimrod. So he's going to put this big thing on top of his roof, on the highest spot, and whenever anybody looks at his house and sees on top, it's going to say in big letters, Nimrod. Harusha. So, is that a proper? Is that appropriate? Hey, mutalik noso. Kari nimro nilcham b'shem isparach. Kamosha kasav ashucha likro b'shem Hashem. So it says in Yuma, Shem Rishoyim Yerkav. Right? The name of Rishoyim should rot. Amr Balazar, Rakvivus tale b'shmosan. Dolom maskinon b'shmayo shal Rishoyim. And Rashi quotes there, you shouldn't call your kids. Lo yikro adam lebeno shem adam rasha. So does that only mean calling your kids by that name, or does that mean even mentioning the name? Right, so what does that mean? So he quotes the Tshuva of the Rama. Tshuva of the Rama. The Rama says, look, in the Torah it says Nimrod. In the Torah it says the number of Rishayim. It says Haman and Ksuvim. So Shah Torah v'Nevi'im v'Chol HaTalmon Maleim Mizeh Baskir and Shem Rishayim Sha'avru. And the Torah lists off, and the Gemara lists off different types of Avodah Zarah. So maybe the Rosh says, not a problem. But the Yosef Ometz quotes other tshuvas that say, maybe not. Right? We know Tosfos in Megill and other places, right? There's, sometimes it says a Tana named Avshalom, and they say, no, it should be Avishalom. And, other types of, changes that are made. It says in the Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, so that's not a Raya, because anything in the Torah is different than anything outside. He quotes Yaakov Mina. Lachori has a whole discussion. He says, Lachori, it wouldn't be a problem, because it says Nimrod in the Torah. Lachori, la'arzos, mutar l'kiros tu'chemesh, because of love Nimrod. Sheladas harama, inis, or klal askir shmam. Verak leben, in l'kiros bishmam. V'yav ladas achidah, she'osel haskir, b'chomako, modesh, Hashem, because of a Torah mutar. And then it's another tzav lahatir, right? What was his real name? Rashi has two days. Was it Amraphel? Was it Nimrod? Right? One was the nickname. But he says, Mistavr Yoser, he doesn't like it in the end. Sha'aser kivin shabachru shem kazeshi is sodo merid be'elokim. Uveprachah mikum shalo yi'al morom ekar. Though it's on your roof. Ba'osios gedolos ame'iros. Hagatz mecha. Adam rasha shenilcham bavosa. Hem yaskim shashem shalo yisnoseis barosh chutzos al gad shalo. Says Venira Shitzarach Lavakish Meachevra Shetimchokes Os Echon Mishem Nimrod. Wipe off, erase one of the letters. Oshitosif Osias Gedolos. Shin Reish Yud. Shem Rishom Yurkov. Vim Elo Derech Acheres Lo Yiknetud Kazay says, buy from a different company. Venira Demutu Losis. Okay, close. Okay? Interesting. I don't know if the company would, you know, want the business by erasing a letter. Either way, that's Rav Zilberstein's discussion here on the topic of Russia. Okay, let's remember that for the Parsha Shir next year in Bereishis. Let's continue. V'kol kach lama says the Gemara. What's the stringency? The Ruchlan Air points out that's an unusual lashon. V'kol kach lama. Why didn't you just say my taima? My taima, is there an issue of oches ba'ama? So he suggests maybe we thought it was a derabanan. Maybe it's a chash daraisa. Maybe that's the kol kach lama. Mipnei shemotzi shechvazer ala vatala. Tamar Reb Yochanan, because being oches ba'ama could lead to be motzi shechvazera. Tamar Reb Yochanan, kolamotzi shechvazer ala vatala, chayiv misa. Shneemar vayera b'nei Hashem, asher asab, vayamas kamoso. We know by the sons of Yehuda, Er and Onan, what they did. As Rashi explains the reasons. Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yami Amri, kiilu shofech damim. So it's kiilu, you're motzi, right? It's chayiv misa. It's as if you murder. What do you mean, murder? These are all potential lives. Potential lives. The zera is potential life, so preventing life is ki'ilu shofech damim shenemar hanechamim bo'elim. The pasuk in Yeshayo, those who warm themselves by the elim, tachas kaleitz ra'anan, shochate hayeladim binachalim, tachas si'ifei haslaim. So the Gemara says, Altikri shochate ela sochate. Those that squeeze out their zera, that's compared to shochate, and that's a reference to shofech damim. Ravasi yamaki, the ovid avodas kachavim, it's related to avodas zara. Ksiv hacha v'tachas kaleitz ra'anan. It says, by this pasuk that we just said refers to shechva zera, it says in Dvarim, Al Harim Haramim V'Tachas Kaleitz Ra'anan. So therefore, it is a somewhat of a Gzeira Shava to teach me this. The Maharal discusses the uniqueness of the Isser, in a bad way, of Shechva Zera. The Maharal right here in the Chiddushi Agados, he says, Pirish Ki Hazera Hu Hatcholas Havaya Shel Adam V'Kasher Mashkes Hatcholas Havaya Dover Zekilu Haya Mevi Mabola Olam. The Zera obviously is the beginning of creation. And therefore, it's not even, it's before creation even. And when somebody destroys a Zera, it's Kilu Mevi Mabel. Ki Bedora Mabel, Hashem destroyed the Yesodos of the world. Haya Hashchasas Hascholas Havaya Achelo Nimsa Havaya Klal. Vadavar Zeshu Hashchasas Zera, Hu Hashchasal Atcholas Havaya. Ki Hazera Atcholas Havaya, Vlihir Anechshav Zeh Mevi Mabel La'olam. It's the beginning. It's the beginning, and every person is a whole world, and therefore it's like destroying the world, like destroying the, like the Mabel destroyed the world. Continuing. Rav Yehuda vers Ushmuel. Havikaimia Igra de Mekanishta, the Shav Yasav in Arda. They were sitting on the roof of the shul of Shav Yasiv in Naharda. What is the Shav and Yasiv shul? So various pshatim in the Rishonim. Rashi here says, Shem Makom. It's a place. It's a place, Hamuvla b'Makos Naharda. Right, it's a place in Naharda. But if you look in Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, and Rashi in Avodah Zarah, it was a place that was destroyed and built up. Shav, somehow he was smooth and broken v'yasev, and then it was settled again. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says that maybe it is the shul that was built in Ardah from dirt that they brought from Eretz Yisrael. The Shav Yosef, Shem Makom Shaya B'Medinas Nardah, V'Yesh Omer, Yechanya V'Galuso. Right? When the Galus happened in the Sefer Malachim. Natlu Imahem Me'avne Yerushalayim, U'Me'afara, U'Bina'uhu Sham, V'Hainu De Shav Yosef Ben Ardah, Nishov Kan, V'Nis Yashiv Kan. It's Rashi, Avodah Zarah, Mem Gimel, Amid Beis. So it's a unique shul. Shavi Yasa Ben Arta. So Amar Lei, Rav Yehuda, L'Shmuel, Tzarchani L'Hashtin, Rav Yehuda says to Shmuel, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. So I have to go to the bathroom. Amar Lei Shinin, Achoz V'Maschel, V'Ashtin L'Chutz. He says, hold yourself and be mashkin machutz, meaning off of this roof. And I'm assuming that it was a private area. It was dark. We'll see. It was nighttime. And be mashkin machutz. Say, again, it's a different world, right? The bisman hazeh, go to the bathroom. And there's acceptable behavior of sneas. Again, in those days, it was dark and nobody saw. There was no artificial light. So it was dark. Say, how did he do this? How did Shmuel tell him to hold himself? Amar Abaya asu kiboleshes. Abaya said they treated it like a case of an attacking army. Boleshes. Meaning what? It's not. We know the Mishnah says in Ksubis. Boleshes nechas l'ir. When an attacking army that comes into the city, b'shashala, at peaceful time, chavios psuchos asuros. The open barrels we assume they touched, and therefore they're asur. Stumos mutaros, the closed barrels would be okay. B'shas melchama il ve'il mutaros. B'shas melchama, they're all mutar. V'she'en lahem p'nai l'naseich. They don't have time to touch the barrels, to focus on Nisach Hayai, Nisach for Avodah Zarah. Alma, Kivan, Debe'isi, Lo Asilin, Suche. Because they're in fear, they're not focusing on being Menaseach. Menaseach. So, Hakanami, Kivan, Debe'isi, Lo Asilin, Rehure. Here, because Rav Yehuda was in fear, was in awe, we're not worried that he's going to be Mahar or anything in Lito Tzazera. Hachamai Biasusi Ika, what was he in fear of? A couple of different suggestions. It was nighttime and he was going to the edge of a roof. He's a little scared about that. He's got to be careful. So therefore, maybe that's what he's focusing on. His Rebbe's right there. So if his Rebbe's right there, so therefore Shmuel, so that's going to keep him in check. He always had the Shechina in mind. He was on a different level. Right? Shviza Shem L'Negdi Tamid. Yibayisema, Aimsei Demare Alei. Or, Aimsei Demare Alei, the Aima of his master. Rai Mare Alei. Right? Rashi says, Aimsei Demare HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? His Rebbe was earlier. That was Shmuel. As Rashi points out, that we don't think this Mari is talking about Shmuel. Rabbe, Rashi points, is Shmuel. Shechina is not general Shechina. Rashi says, Beis HaKnesses, he's on top of a shul. Not generally, Shvitzah Shem L'Negdi Tamid. I take back what I said. Really, that's the next one. It's really in the context of a shul. The fourth one, the last one, is Aimsei Demare, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kari Shmuel Alei, Shmuel once said about him, Ein Ze Yulud Isha. He's not a human. Ein Ze Yulud Isha. And therefore, different. There are a couple of other answers, but let's stay on that one for a second. That phrase comes up in other Gemaras as well. There's a great Gemara, about Azara Daf Yud. Remember that Gemara? That's about Antoninus and Rebbe. Right, Ratanidis needs to go through the tunnel every night to go visit Rebbe to learn Torah in private, so nobody would know about it. One time, and Ratanidis already always said, you know, don't have anybody there. I don't want anybody to know that I'm learning Torah with you. He brought two watchmen with him whenever he went, because he didn't want to go alone, and he killed one of them on the way in and one of them on the way out. That was the Gemara. And one time, Antoninus came, and there was another Tana sitting there with Rebbe. So he says, I told you never to have anybody there. Which one was it? Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama. He says, I told you not to have anybody here. So he answers him, Lestin Baranish. He's, don't worry about him. He's not a person. He's more angel than person. He says, oh yeah? Tell him to go bring my friend who's outside. So he went outside and he sees that there's a dead guard outside. So he said, what am I supposed to do? If I don't bring him, so then it's Zilzal in the Malchus. And if I do bring him, I come tell him and say he died, what am I supposed to do? So he did Tchias HaMesem. He did Tchias HaMesem, he brought him back in. Antonina sees this and he says, okay, I understand Les Din Bar Inish. But you know what? Don't have anybody here the next time I come. But again, that's Les Din Bar Inish. Same lashon here. Ein Ze Yuladisha. Good. And then finally, Yibayisema, other options why there was no worry of Ochez Ba'ama. Nasui Have. He was married. And if somebody's married, Pas Basalo, there's no less worry of Hashchas Zera. Or the following. If somebody doesn't hold the tip of their aver, but or other parts of the aver, then it doesn't cause chimum. Only on the tip, it would be a problem of causing chimum. But closer to the body, closer to the guf, it wouldn't be... closer to the body would be mutter, but beitar of lamala usser, right? I'm sorry, the opposite, right? The Gemara says beitar lamala when it's closer to the guf, that would be more of a problem, and just the tip would be less of a problem. Okay, either way, halacha lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Gimel, Yizar shlo yachlus ba'am aviyashin. One should be careful not to hold themselves in a way that would cause problems ba'am aviyashin. Im lo me'atar v'lamata. But if it's the edge, just to help with aim, and one doesn't get it all over the place, and then that's mutter, the poskim say. But if one would hold in a way that would cause a chimum, that would be a problem. Elam kin haya nasui, midas chasidus, even nasui. But again, the poskim discuss it here, that generally, a man is not supposed to be marbe in touching their body, ba'oso makom. But again, anything that is functional, the poskim are makel on. So if it's functional, if it's just to help focus and aim and be clean, so then that would be okay. Also discussed in the poskim, again, a very big discussion. We don't have time to go into it right now, and that is, let's say a person has a need, a halachic need, to procure zera. Let's say there are fertility issues. So the doctors have to test the sperm. So how does one procure the zera? What are the best ways? What are the worst ways? So there's always a hierarchy of what the best ways to get the zera. If that doesn't work, there's the next one. If that doesn't work, there's the next one. All the different levels. Rav Moshe, you know, when push comes to shove at the end of the day, if all else fails, he allows almost everything, almost every way to procure. If you look in Eben Ezer, Chelek Gimel, Simon Yudalid, he has a tshuva, 1966. B'dvar hotzah zera labatika kedei lerefuaso sheyolid. Right, to be moti zeras. He discusses, the best would be to be able to get it, you know, if a woman comes, you know, after regular, tashmish at home, if the doctors could get it from the body of the woman, you know, after they're together, that would be the best. But if it can't be done, if it's already, you know, not pure afterwards, so then there are ways to get it even not. Vim yomer arofim shnei yanim elu lo tov lebedika. He quotes other ways to be motzi, to procure it. And again, feel free to look at this tshuva. But again, all the fertility, halachic fertility organizations are familiar with all of these, the mashgichim there are familiar with these halachas, and they would advise those, who are in need of these services, you know, to, you know, what the best is. And again, we live in a time period unbelievable where so many, not all, but so many, Baruch Hashem, fertility challenges can be solved. But again, that's, one has to do it in a halachically, halachic way that, with halachic, heter. And Rav Moshe quotes, he says, at the end of the tshuva, you know, I'm writing this tshuva even though I'm a little uncomfortable about it, to being, the Gemara talks about in Darshan Arayas, Bishlosha. But again, this is a need of the community, and therefore I'm writing it here. Again, it's a big discussion that we know of. And again, everything is in the world of halacha, as we've quoted in other contexts as well. Everything has kedusha, and everything can be discussed in the proper context. Vayter. Amar Rav. Hamakash asma ladas ye benidu. If somebody, is makasha themselves, you know, makes themselves excited, ladas, for no reason, not in the context of a husband being with a wife, but ladas ye benidu, right? He should be excommunicated. And it's a problem. Tosfos discusses, is it really, eina menude me atzmo ela klora chayavim ladoso? It's not that it's automatic, but they have to be menad to him. Others say it's more of automatic. Valema asr, why doesn't Rav just say it's asr? To come agari yitzahara anafshe. Because that will be megare yitzahara. Saying benidui, you know, that's even stronger. Even stronger, and therefore, it's not just a situation of Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, which might create a challenge for the Yetzer Hara, but Nidui, nobody wants to be Benidui. Rabbi Ami Amar Nikra Avaryan, Shkachum Nasosh Yetzer Hara, Hayom Amar Lo Asay Kach, Lomachar Lo Asay Kach, Lomachar Omar Lo Lech Avod, Avodas Kochavim, Veholech Veoved. Because if somebody is Bekashar Zaladaz, it's going to lead to other Averis, and little by little, it can lead to more and more, and therefore it's a problem. We have to do our best to prevent hirhur, to prevent, and that's what this is all about, being makasha atzmaladas, and the others, it can lead to things. By the Bnei Yehuda, so you see again, ra, the same lashon is used. Your hands are full of blood. Elo manafim biyad. Right, that's the hands, and they cause it. They do niuf biyad. Tana the ver bishmal lo tinaf lo tehei b'cha niuf bein biyad bein beregel. One should use any part of their body to excite themselves and warm themselves in order to be motzi zera. Again, all of these are about how do we get into this whole discussion? Because of the bedikos of a man, bedikos of a woman, as the Mishnah discussed. Tanu rabbanan. Hagerim v'amesachakim b'tinokos ma'akvenes ha-mashiach. Converts and those who play with children hold Mashiach back. So, what does that mean? The second one. Bishlam hagerim. Gerim, I understand. Kid Rabbi Chalbo, Dar Rabbi Chalbo, as Rabbi Chalbo says, kashim gerim l'Yisrael kesapachas. Converts are difficult to the Jewish people, like a sapachas, like a sapachas is a type of tzaras spot. But they're difficult. Right? Why are they difficult? Why are Gerim difficult? Seven different pshatim in the Rishonim. Many different pshatim. Why Gerim difficult? So Rashi here quotes three. Rashi, Ein Bekiyim B'mitzvos M'viyin Peronis. Because they're Jews, and they're not so well versed in mitzvos. And therefore, they're going to bring problems. Va'od, Shema L'meidim Yisomi Maseyim. Maybe Jews are going to learn from their actions. They don't know so much. V'yesh Omer, Shekal Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh. So we're going to be responsible for their faults. Wow, big discussion. Are gerim within arvus in terms of that? But that's three pshat. If you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos quotes more. Tosfos says the rimafarish lafich akashim shem mitamim biYisrael. They go into the families of Israel and they ruin the yichus. They ruin the yichus. Okay, all of these negatives. But I like to quote the Tosfos in Kiddushin Adaf Mem Aleph. Tosfos in Kiddushin there says, if you remember that opinion, in the name of Rabbi Avraham Ger. Rabbi Avraham Ger says, because often they're more medaktik in mitzvahs than people who are JFB, and therefore makes us look bad. Makes it look bad. Like Lahavdil, but similar, like Baali Tshuva often. Baali Tshuva are more medaktik in things than people that are FFB. And therefore, that could cause them problems. Lefisha hagerim bekiyim b'mitzvos u'madaklim im kashimim liyisrael kazapachas mitokach kadosh baruch hu maskar v'adasim shal yisrael k'she'ein osin ritzono. It's kind of like the Yonah issue. I don't want to go to Nineveh because it's going to make Jews look bad. Again, that's the Tosfos and Kiddushin on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. So we understand gerim, whatever the pshat is. When there's so many pshatim, it might mean that we really don't know the troop shop. Either way, so says the Gemara, Bishlam Agirim, fine. Ela Misakim Mitinogos Mahi. What does it mean that children, people who play with children, Ilema Mishkav Zachar, doesn't mean literally they're molesters. They're Mishkav Zachar. Bnei Skilin Inu. That doesn't just prevent Mashiach. Ela Derech Evarim. They try to arouse themselves by warming themselves against the body of children. Again, terrible. Bnei Mabul Inu. That's not just they destroyed to be destroyed, like the Mabul. Ela de nesivi ktano zalavno zaludin inu. No, they marry very young girls who cannot fulfill the mitzvah, help them with the mitzvah peruvu yet, just to satisfy their physical typhus. Damar Reb Yossi, ein medavet ba'ach, yichlo kon hashama shebaguf. We know, until every child that's supposed to be born is born, Mashiach's not coming. So if a man chooses to marry someone who just to fulfill his taiva, so that he doesn't have to have the children, so that's being ma'aki Mashiach. Shnemar ki ruach melafana yatov unishamos ani asisi. Again, there's a lot more about Mashiach. Tosfos here says, what about, it says that if you keep two Shabbosos, Mashiach's gonna come right away? Right? So what do you mean? What if the kids haven't been born yet? Oh, V'yesh Lomar, Tosfos says, Hashem will make people have like 60 children at once then. Right? So then it's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will work it out. Harbi hayu yoldos b'keres echad. Right? Is it 6? Is it 60? There's a medrash about a navi like that. Okay. Weiter. Panasha dikati zibo elohu. Dina tnan, ola tusa tnan. Is it a halacha? Or is it just a bad thing and you would be cursed by the man? Dina tnan, ki had de Rav Huna katsyada. Is it dina like Rav Huna once acted based upon it? And he punished somebody who did it. Ola tusa tnan, or is it just that you should be cursed? Tashma, the tanya, bitarfin omer, yad la ama tikatseits, yad yado al tiburo. The Brisa says, Rabbi Tarfon said, the Yad La'ama is tikatze, so we think it means mamish, right? His hand on his belly, right? So, and va'amrulo, and they answer, alo kreso nifkas, if you cut the hand while it's on the belly, it's gonna damage his stomach. Amar lahen mutav shibaka kreso v'yeru leber shachas. That's the conversation. Better he should cut off his hand rather than get hurt, go down to Gehenna. See, Amar bishlam adina tanan, haino da'amri v'alo kreso nifkas. You understand the conversation here. It's about a physical punishment. Eliyamar latusa tanan, my kreso nifkas. But if it's just a curse, what's the conversation about? What about his stomach? Say, alamai, dina tanan. So what? What you're saying is it's a really a physical punishment? Lo sagi laval tiburo? So what's the kasha? What is dafka always? The hand is always right on the belly? Say Elohachi Kamar Rabbi Tarfa. No, Rabbi Tarfa meant to say is as follows. Elohachala Machnes Yadulamata Mitiburo Tikatsates. If somebody puts his hand lower than his belt, Tikatsates, Amrullah Rabbi Tarfa. Yashala Kotzbekresa Loyetzlanu. So what if he has a good reason? If he has a splinter, if he has a thorn, so he should leave it? Amrullah and low. So he says, no, even there. But Lakresa Nifkas. But what if he does it? Amrullah Mutav Chitbaka Kresa Valyir Leber Shachas. In these situations, but again, the post can say, if there is a situation where it wouldn't lead to chimum, so then one would be allowed to. The Aruch HaNer discusses, it's not Yehark Valyavar, is it? It sounds like here, your kreso is nifkas, you have a thorn, and it's going to cause you internal bleeding, and so it's not Yehark Valyavar, so the Ritva says, it's Derek Guzma. The Ritva says, Derek Guzma. This is, in this case, if you're mamish pikuach nefesh, then there's nothing to talk about. Zumasha Amru, Kreso Nefkas, Guzma Ba'almahu, Lamisha Yashav Lo Kotz Al Tiburo, Kipamim Shu Mitzaro So Harbe, Vimyata Shi Lenu, Badavar Acher, Yitzar Harbe. Barmalem, Yitzar Vitzar, if it's just uncomfortable, if it's just very uncomfortable, that's when it applies. But obviously, Sakana is Sakana. Vaiter, Hachareshes is Vashota Vasuma Vashe, all these women who cannot do proper bedikos themselves. Charesh is deaf. We'll see. Shota, Suma, blind. Vizhizhava Daita, she lost her mind. Im Yishlam Pikhos, if there are women that are sane and stable. Vesakros Osan, they help them. Hein Ochlos Betruma. These other women could do checks for these other women, and then they could eat Truma. So Gemara says, Charesh is a deaf woman, eat Tiptok Lanafsha. Why can't she check herself? So she's deaf. She could do a b'dika. The Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Chareshes Haisa B'Shchuna Seinu, Lo Daish Abodekas La'atzma El Shachavu Sero Sumaru Sla. She used to be one that checked and told other women. Interesting. So it's a woman who looked at Maris. Right? A woman who looked at Maris, who Paskin seemed like. Maris La. So Gemara says, Hasam Ima Deberes Veino Shamas. If she's only deaf, then fine. Hachab Shein Ima Deberes Veino Shamas. But if she's deaf and mute, so then the post can assume that a deaf mute is a la bardas. Kidatsan, cherish dibur chachamim chomakom, enu shomea, feinu medaber. Good. Suma, itetoklanafsha, vetexa the chaverta, why can't she check herself? And then just show it to her friends. Amrivyosi birchanina, sumeina mishnah. Okay, take out suma. Pshinitra vadaita, hainu shota. What's the difference between lost her mind and shota? Pshinitra vadaita, machmas choli. It's vadaita means, a shota is a shota always, it's vadaita means, For now, it was some type of illness that she's going through. That's what Nitzra Vadaita is referring to. Tana Rabbanan, Kohen Shota, Matbilen Oso. What about a Kohen, a man who's a Shota? We want him to eat Truma. Matbilen Oso, Machin Oso, Truma La'erev. We matbil him and he can eat Truma. Umeshamen Oso, Shalo Yishan. We have to make sure he doesn't sleep. Because if he sleeps, then he might be Motzi Zera. So Yashen Tamei, Lo Yashen Tor. If he falls asleep, then we have to assume he's Tamei. He might have been Motzi Zera in his sleep. But if he didn't sleep, he's tar. Rabbi Lazar, Reb Sadek Omer, Osin Lo Kis Shel Or. No, we make him a certain sack that could check if there was any type of, to put under, as an undergarment to check if it was moist and if there was any zera. Armulo, Kol Shekin Shem Evel Yechimim. What, a tight-fitting sack would cause problems. Armul Lahem, he said, Lo Devrechem, Shote in Lo Takana. So he says to them, okay, so what do you do for a shote? If you're telling me that there's no, he can't eat truma? Armulo, le dvarenu, yashin tamelo yashin tar. At least according to ours, our shita, if he's awake, then we could say he's tar. We're not choshesh that if he's awake, he's going to see zera. But l'dvarecha, shema yiratibe kachardo v'tivla bakis. Right, to you, it's not going to help anyway. Tana mishum Rabbi Eliezer, amru osin lokisha mateches. You make a tight, a hard fitting, maybe like a foil fitting, a kisha mateches that doesn't cause any chima. Amar abaya v'shana choshes, kidetanya, Rabbi Yehuda omer, roen oso, give olin shel ezov, ki ilu hein shel nachoshes. Nachoshes is not absorbent. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the context of what you dip the May paraduma in, when you dip the stems in order to do sprinkle, so you view how much mayim you have to have in there, you view the mechatas as if the givolin are nechoshes, which just shows that nechoshes is not absorbent, and that's why that's the one that you use. Period. I guess we'll stop here by Amar of Papa, because I want to talk about Big Tekahuna a little bit, so we'll stop by Amar of Papa, and Hashem, we will continue next time here in the second parak of Maseches Nida, and again, remember, Zayin Cheshvan, day to think about Rav Meir Shapiro. Okay, we'll stop here.